Now, if you look across to the fishermen's houses, Johannes, you might be able to see where the ferry line once was. There was access to the street, but the gate is kept closed nowadays.
Up until 1887, the ferry was the only connection between the northern island of Abstfert and the hill town on this side. Then the Marcus Bridge was built.
Yes, and with that the inflow of the 15th century town moat was built on, and thus yet another arm of mine was capped. Oh, and before I forget, Johannes, here, in what's known as the Sandbad or Sandbath, is where the Fischerstechen or Fish Jousting Fair takes place for the annual Sand Church Fair on the penultimate weekend in August. Now, as you know, the Lower Mariners and Fishermen's Guild still exist today, and the members, dressed in their splendid coloured costumes, compete against other members of out-of-town guilds. Oh, it's good fun. You should go.
I know. I've been already. Two competing fishermen stand opposite each other on the platforms of their boats and try to push one another into the water. One always goes for a swim.
But the young ones, oh, they dance and squirm about so much that it is a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, but it didn't used to be a joke to fall in your waters, did it, Frau Regnitz? The things I've heard...
Oh, you mean the pollution, Johannes. Yes, see what I had to put up with. The fish and slaughterhouse waste, tanners and dyers' residues. And if that wasn't enough, there was the feces to contend with from you humans. I know it's hard to believe now, but they did have water closets in the Middle Ages. See those shafts on the right and left of the houses? Well, those water closets emptied straight into me.
Oh, gross! I mean... what am I supposed to say to that? I guess the fish weren't that healthy either then. I mean, the dips alone fed heavy metals like lead, cadmium and mercury into your waters.
Well, why do you think the fishermen had their fishing grounds upstream of the town or even on the River Main? At least the disposal of feces into me was banned at the end of the 19th century, which meant the fishermen had to build a decent cesspool. And I should think so too. But let's have a change of subject. Now, we did mention the Marcus Bridge, didn't we? You go onto it and then go across it until you've nearly reached the other bank, and from there you'll have a lovely view of the northern part of the town.